McDonald's is trying to restore consumer confidence now that federal agents have charged 8 people with rigging one of the fast food giant's promotional games. McDonald's is asking customers to come back and play, this time for real. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
A full-page ad in newspapers around the country yesterday said, "We want you to have what belongs to you." McDonald's says it will give away $10 million in instant prizes over Labor Day weekend. Spokesman Walt Riker says he's sure the winnings will go to customers this time.
If you're in the right McDonald's at the right time, you could be tapped on the shoulder and right there on the spot, for instance, you could win $1 million.
McDonald's says it's helping the federal government look for others who may be connected to a ring of thieves. They allegedly stole $13 million worth of McDonald's game prizes, defrauding the company and its customers. And this is only the latest bit of bad news for McDonald's, whose profits and popularity have slumped. Some things have been beyond its control, like mad cow disease in Europe and weak overseas currencies. But earlier this year, McDonald's had to recall Happy Meal toys that could have choked small children. And then there's the recently published book, Fast Food Nation, which describes in gory detail fast food ingredients. In fact, a group of vegetarians is suing McDonald's over its French fries, which are flavored with beef. With or without all these problems, Walt Riker, the McDonald's spokesman, says news of the ripoff is still unwelcome.
When you're being, you know, scammed and robbed, it's never a good time. I think this first instant giveaway game is our way of saying, hey, customers are still priority number one with us.
And McDonald's hopes customers realize it was just as much a victim as they were. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.